Andy, 2018 iteration of Petersburg High School swim team.
Yes.
What does it look like?
We have lots of girls, which is good. Well, I don't know. We have 8 girls, which is 2 relays worth. We like that.
Bigger team than it has been.
The girls' side, yes. The boys' side is smaller than it has been. We only have 5.
Okay. And some returning swimmers and divers from last year? Or?
Yes. On the boys' side, Rylan Wallace. He almost got it to state last year, so we're hoping he can get there this year. And on the girls' side, we have state returners Maddie Whitethorn and Maria Funt.
And have you've been practicing for a couple weeks now, I think, right?
Almost a month. Yeah, okay. We started early August.
And how's their team getting in shape? Or?
Yeah, they're getting there. They're not very happy about it, but they're getting there.
So you're putting them through some tough practices?
And, yes.
Okay.
And they look pretty good right now.
Do they?
We'll find out this weekend.
So you start off with a home meet this weekend?
Yes.
Okay. And that's kind of rare that you start off right here in Petersburg, isn't it?
It is. The schedule's been changing a little bit, but we have the first home meet, and then we host regions.
Oh, okay. So it'll be 2 chances for people to see the team swim here locally. What is the home meet going to look like, this first one here?
Everybody's coming. Everybody in Southeast is coming. Usually, like us, they're not have their whole squad together yet. The kids that were fishing don't have enough practices yet, but we have most of our squad.
So big schools, small schools, everyone will be here. Okay.
Yeah.
What are you looking for out of this first meet for your team?
Oh, just racing mostly. Everybody is in the same boat. We've been only practicing for about a month, and everybody will be a little rusty. Just getting up and racing.
Put down some preliminary times to see where you are and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Swimmers only, or do you have divers on your team this year?
We don't have divers.
Okay.
But there will be diving. I know Ketchikan has divers, and Thunder Mountain usually does.
Do you need to get out the word about anything else about the meet? Do you still need help with any of it?
Or? We always need dive judges. That's always a shortfall for us. And we always appreciate help with timing.
And then other than that, just to get people out.
Yeah, come and watch.
Cheer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else to tell for this season?
Well, like I said, we're hosting regions, and we'll need help again there.
And that'll be...
That's the end of October, last weekend in October.
Okay.
It's also Oktoberfest.
Oh, wow. Big weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be crowded over there.
A lot of schools will be there for that as well, and a lot of swimmers. Okay. And what else about your team? Anything else important?
No, they look good right now, but we'll find out when they get up against somebody else.
The mixture of young and old?
Yeah, we have 1 senior and 2 freshmen, and everybody else is in the middle.
Okay. So most kids have a lot of experience.
Yeah.
Come up through the ranks in Viking Swim Club, too. So.
Yeah. Which starts today, actually.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. And so practices for that. When's the first competitive meet for that?
The first meet is here, actually, middle of November.
Oh, okay. So Petersburg gets lots of local swimming competition going on this fall.
Our volunteers are going to get a workout this fall.